The Volumes of Truth. Volume 5. A Bruised Reed, Swaying in the Wind. The 5th of August, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for a brother in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. One who sits upon the fence between two houses cannot enter either one. My son, I have spoken to you many times, and still you deny me. Even now you rebel against me, as you reject this word spoken through my prophet. For I have indeed spoken it, yet I hear no amen. Behold, it is written in the scriptures of truth, and still you remain sitting upon the fence, with one foot planted securely in the pastures of men, and the other dangling in the wind. When you called to me, did I not answer? And when you reached out to me, did I not extend my hand? Yet you turn from me, rejecting this word, drawing back from my hand, refusing to be replanted. Thus between us, a gulf widens, on account of that from which you refuse to depart, on account of that which you hold onto so tightly. Let go, my son. Let go. There is no argument, no debate. Obey not the commandments of men. For I tell you the truth. To choose the doctrines of men is to deny me, and to uphold their traditions is to fight against me. I am the Lord. Thus before you I have placed an open door. Yet one may only pass through by coming to me empty, free of the corrupt doctrines of men, standing apart from all their filthy traditions, which I hate. My son, I shall speak plainly, for your sake, once again. No one who upholds any part of the doctrine of hell and eternal torment, as taught in the churches of men, shall escape the day of the Lord. For whether one holds to it in part, or as a whole, they have surely blasphemed my name, even on the highest order. Therefore, I call you to repent, and to come out of the churches of men, to be separate. Only then will you begin to know me, only then will you see me, as I truly am. Yet if you will not come out, nor be separate, most assuredly I say to you, I shall leave you to refinement, in the great and terrible day of the Lord. For as it is written, I shall not lose one the Father has given me, yet I shall surely refine them, I must purge all who are left, and by great tribulation shall they come into glory. For I will turn my hand against them, and thoroughly purge away their dross, and take away all their alloy. Says the Lord.